Americans are feeling the impact of 40-year high inflation. Meanwhile, headed into Thanksgiving, the American Farm Bureau Federation says this year's feast will cost 20% more than last year. Turkey prices are up 21% year over year, causing more shoppers to look to chicken this year instead of turkey. Joining me right now is the chairman and CEO of Red Apple Group, a United Refining Company, as well as Gristini's and D'Agostino supermarkets. John Catsimatidis is here. John, it's great to see you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being here.
Happy Thanksgiving. And it's going to be a great Thanksgiving. A lot of people are getting out now, and they're they want to enjoy Thanksgiving. Travel is going to be below 2019 levels, but it's going to be the highest it has been in the last 6 months. And gasoline prices are a little bit lower than they were in the last 6 months, but they're still higher than last year. Turkey prices are the highest ever for Thanksgiving. What my mother used to do, they used to give me a capon. I didn't even know what a capon was.
I like a capon.
Yeah, and tell me, well, this is a small turkey. And I believed her, so what the heck, you know? And people are buying capons, they're buying chicken, but everybody's going to have a great Thanksgiving, and that's what we're looking forward to.
So, I mean, you say that people are buying both chicken and turkey. Are they replacing turkey with chicken because turkey's too expensive? What do you see at Gristini's? What do you see at D'Agostino's in terms of what people are spending money on right now? And what's the priciest items that you can tell us about that are having people look for alternatives?
Well, the turkey prices are the highest they ever been in history, and they're replacing it, like you said, chickens, capon, ham, but other byproducts. Instead of, everybody wants to have all the byproducts, but you know what they're doing, Maria? They're buying a little bit less cranberry sauce, a little bit less stuffing, a little bit less of everything, but they're trying to keep it together.
Okay. So we've talked a lot about oil prices. Gas Buddy reporting 20% more that Americans are paying than last year. They're planning to hit the road this Thanksgiving, but they're about to see higher gasoline prices. The average gas price projected to hit $3.68 a gallon this Thursday. That would be the highest Thanksgiving gas price ever as well. Today, a regular gallon of gas is $3.66. John, tell me about the energy business. You see all of this firsthand in terms of this unwillingness of this administration to tap into our energy resources in this country.
The problem is, Maria, like we've always talked about, it's self-inflicted punishment on the American people because they're not being friendly to the oil industry in North America, and the price of oil could come right down. And somebody said to me, the guy from Butterball was on television last week on the high turkey prices. Grain, the cost of feeding the turkeys, it's no longer chicken feed. Remember the old word? Oh, it's chicken feed. Well, it's the grain prices are the highest they've ever been, and that's part of the cost of increase in turkeys and in chicken. And they're going to be driving, I would say, they're estimating it's still going to be below 2019 travel plans. But I think people want to get out and really drive and go see their relatives. And it's a family day, and that's important.
Yeah, and I've said, you know, all along, look, let's try not to skimp on Thanksgiving. We're all grateful to be living in this great country and have our family around us. But, John, in the past, you've talked about the price of oil and what it means for inflation. And you told me months ago that inflation did not peak because you see it from an energy standpoint. You were right. What about now? Do you think inflation has peaked yet since we saw a weaker than expected CPI number, still up 7.7% year over year? But what's your take on whether or not inflation has peaked?
Well, inflation, I believe, has peaked. The price of oil has peaked. And the price of food is still being reflected from the cost they've experienced in the past 6 months. So there's a lagging affair. What's going to cause the country a problem is if they continue to raise interest rates, they have destroyed the real estate market. Construction markets are way down. And who do you know, Maria, is going to buy a new house and pay 7% interest on a 30-year mortgage?
Right, right. No, I know mortgages have really created some serious destruction, demand destruction in housing. And then there's crime. A suspect on parole here in New York with at least 30 prior arrests, John, reportedly robbed a 21-year-old riding the subway, smashing him over the head with a cane. Transit crime in New York City up nearly 40% year over year. John, what has that done to shopping? What are you seeing at D'Agostino's and out there in terms of New York? You're a real New Yorker. Do you feel that the crime has impacted your business?
Well, significantly. You know, Maria, you're a New Yorker, too, and you haven't been in New York for a while in day to day. But with sundown is at 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock at night, you don't see people walking the streets the way they used to. You know, our stores used to be open till midnight. We're going to reconsider that and bring the hours down because there's nobody walking the streets because of fear. Fear that somebody's going to get hit over the head.
Yeah. Dagan, I'm fearful. I don't know about you. You're still walking the dogs, I know, outside. But how do you feel being in New York? Jump in here, Dagan.
To John's point, I mean, it's a frightening place to live. And whether it's taking the subway or just walking in the street, you know, in my general area, there was a rape right before the election of a woman jogging, a tourist, in fact, about 6 o'clock in the morning. A few blocks away, there was a shooting just on a random night at a club or an event space. But John, to your point, when you talk about your employees who have to get to work, and you have to think about their safety, right? That, you know, these are a lot, you know, I go in your stores in Gristiti's, there's one right near me. There are these young women, many of whom are like still in high school or trying to, you know, raise enough money to go to college. And I know their families worry for them.
I really can't believe how, you know, New Yorkers didn't put their foot down during the voting on November 8th, Maria and, yeah, and Dagan. I mean, 70% of New Yorkers voted for Albany the same old way. I mean, yeah, there was some comeback. Brooklyn Democratic leaders lost 4 assembly seats. Nassau County, Suffolk County was the Democratic Party was wiped out. Staten Island, yeah, wiped out. But within the 5 boroughs of New York, well, the 4 boroughs, because Staten Island became really red, the New Yorkers voted as if crime doesn't exist.
And yeah, it was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're right.
It was disturbing.
But there were a lot of House seats that turned in New York.
Yes. And we wouldn't have a majority if it wasn't for New York.
That's right. Lee Zeldin did really well. Despite not being elected governor. John, it's great to see you. Thanks very much for all of that. John Catsimatidis joining us this morning.